What is up? My name is Kevin Wu, and I'm an online fitness coach who helps men in their 20s lose weight and get abs for the first time through mindset, nutrition, and training. That's enough about me. Let's get right into today's episode.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Lift Inspire podcast. Today, I talk about the best exercise. What are they? Well, there are many factors when taking into account the best exercise. So let's talk about them. What is up? Welcome to the Live to Inspire podcast. So today I talk all about choosing the best exercise. Now, what do I mean by choosing the best exercise? Well, we're going to go find out. So with that being said, talk about choosing the best exercise. We're talking about what lines up with kind of the muscle fibers themselves. That's kind of number one. Now, best exercise kind of determines, like, you know, in terms of hypertrophy themselves, but also what kind of feels best and works best for your body, because everybody is a little bit different in that aspect themselves, and how our kind of bone structures and everything kind of aligns, it all kind of plays a little bit of factor. So we'll talk about lining up the muscle fibers. Now, to give you a little example itself, your rear delts work pretty much best at like a 45 degrees angle relative to kind of your torso. So like a 90 degrees delts could bias more so the upper back. Now, tucking your elbows in, that's going to more bias the lats. Now, choose the best exercise if you want to really grow, let's just say the rear delts, you're going to choose something that kind of goes at about a 45 degree angle. Now, for example, let's just say you do like a rear delt fly itself and you're kind of going 90 degrees, that's not going to help bias it. Machine rear delt fly can be great itself. I personally really feel it really great. I have seen great results with it, but it can be some better exercise than that one too as well. Now, for example, because you can only really get about 60 degrees. Now, it's not a bad exercise, but like just slightly more kind of ideal itself if you want to switch it up. Well, yeah, let's say you do like a cable rear delt kind of fly going downwards over 45 degrees. That's going to line up with the muscle fibers kind of better, right? Now, let's go with aligning with the muscle function, right? Let's just say, I'll give you a nice little example, a machine chest press. Now, a lot of machine chest presses just kind of push straight up, right? Just push straight up, straight down. Now your chest function is bring your arms across your chest. So now if your machine chest press only kind of goes straight up and down itself, you might be better off just doing like a cable seated chest press. That's going to allow you to converge your hands together, so you get that full activation of the chest in terms of how your kind of your chest works. By pretty much bringing your arms across your chest. Just small things like that can make a little bit of a difference, right? So aligning with that muscle function itself, that kind of ties it to another point too as well, is let's just say to like a dumbbell overhead tricep extension, right? Your elbows are kind of fixed in one spot due to two hands being on one dumbbell that's joined together pretty much at one angle. And you can only really move your elbows, pretty much flex your elbows at that one spot. Now, it's very fixed path, and it's kind of awkward because like your triceps kind of work by extending at the elbow. Usually, when you extend the elbows, it's kind of in front or pretty much to the sides. It kind of doesn't flare out as naturally as well, right, when you're kind of joined with like a dumbbell kind of stacked outwards and kind of your elbows kind of fixed. You can imagine dumbbell overhead tricep extension. So something that work better for your triceps is going to be like an overhead dual cable tricep extensions, or just cross cable extensions going downwards cells. If you work the long head, then that's what the overhead dumbbell tricep extension works, which you'd want something with the overhead then, right? So overhead dual cable tricep extensions. So that way you're not fixed at kind of that one point self on that tension, and you can rather just extend at the elbow. Hopefully that kind of makes sense. I know to some people it's kind of a little jargon, but you want something that lines up with that body function itself that's more natural, that's not restricting that kind of motion, but you also want something that's going to go help line up with the fibers of the muscles, right? Like I was talking about earlier, like the rear delt flies out at 45 degrees. So down to the next one is giving me mobility. Now, same thing with the dumbbell over tricep extensions. Like you're going to need some pretty like loose lats, like not tight lats, basically said, to kind of really kind of flare those elbows out and get them kind of more tucked in that sense. But also like front squats. This is a big one that a lot of people kind of have problems with. Front squats, to drive your elbows kind of front and reach that bar itself, you need really kind of, well, not tight lats, right? If you have tight lats at all, you're not going to be able to kind of reach that bar itself. And a lot of people kind of have mobility issues in the shoulder too as well to reach a bar and let's say a front squat, right? So I'm not going to choose a front squat if I can't really reach that, and my only option is say bringing that bar across my front of my body itself, and super, super uncomfortable to the point where, you know, it's not the weight limiting factor, but just that pressure on that kind of front, that's a limiting factor. That's not going to help me really grow that muscle, because that limiting factor is not my muscle cells, but it's the fact that maybe it's the threshold of my pain or the discomfort and my ability to get into that position. So front squats would be no go for me, right? If you have that mobility, for example, issues with the shoulder, getting your bar up on top of pretty much your shoulders themselves on their front squats, or you can't get in that position, you wouldn't do that. So with that being said, hopefully some of that stuff makes sense over there. That's why choosing the best exercise is a little bit more individualized too as well, but it's also a lot of like how it kind of runs like with your body, because if you're targeting rear delts, you're not gonna be able to target rear belts like say me and you. If we both have your elbows tucked in, that's not gonna bias those rear delts, right? That difference not gonna It's the same for everybody, right? Working your chest, bringing your arms across your body, that's the same for everybody. But in terms of like just like tight muscles and some things that might kind of feel better themselves, then not strictly the mobility side of things, that yes, it can work better, right? For your muscles to kind of gain themselves. So that's why I mean by choosing the right exercise in that sense would make a difference. So hopefully all that makes sense over there. Get some little insights on that guy itself and have an amazing day, guys. And hope you learn.
That is the ending of today's episode of the Live to Inspire podcast. If you learned something today, then make sure to hit that subscribe button so you never miss out on an episode. Also, if you leave a written review on this podcast, that'd be greatly appreciated, because that pushes this podcast to more people just like you. Thank you guys for tuning in to the Live to Inspire podcast, the number one podcast for men in their 20s trying to lose weight and get abs the first time. My mission is to inspire others to be the best version of themselves through fitness. So if you guys are tuning into this episode and want to lose weight and get your abs showing for the very first time, then DM me the words abs on Instagram at KevinWu_. That is KevinWu_. And we'll have a chat whether or not I can help you out lose that weight to get your abs showing for the first time.